Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains mature and graphic depictions. Listener discretion is advised. Good evening. You're listening to 30 Minutes with Michael Staples. Tonight is part two of my review of the documentary Half the Sky, which was inspired by the book of the same name by Nicholas Kristof and his wife, Cheryl Wu Dunn. These stories explore extreme conditions facing women and girls in developing countries.
In the next section, Nicholas meets up with Diane Lane and they travel to Somaliland where they meet Edna Adan, who is the sole founder and creator of the Edna Adan Maternity Hospital. He talks a little bit about the work that she has performed in this next excerpt.
I kept hearing these stories about how there was this amazing woman who single-handedly set up this hospital that was doing amazing work to keep women alive, to fight female genital mutilation, and was just, you know, leading the whole country toward a new appreciation of its women. Somebody put it to me that she was the
tight. We have to literally cut them open to get the baby out.
In the next excerpt, Edna talks about her work that she is doing at the hospital, not only in helping these women, but in educating other young women who live in the villages to be midwives in their own villages, so that when an emergency situation arises, these women don't have to be transported through very difficult conditions all the way to the hospital, which in many cases results in the women's death just simply because they can't get there in time.
No trained midwife in all of this area. There's no trained midwife here. This is like a war map, a strategic map. Where do we need someone to fight the enemy, disease, death? So we've developed a program. It's a public health midwife, a woman who is trained in basic nursing, giving injections for COVID-19. She can take care of various medical conditions, but focused mainly on preventable complications and dealing with pregnancy. And what we do is we bring women from the district to the hospital, train them for 18 months, and then send them back. My ambition is to train 1,000 community midwives from the motherland. If I can have midwives placed in every health center in Somaliland, that would be a great gift for my people, and that would be a great satisfaction for me. Today we will be driving out.
In this next excerpt, Diane Lane and Edna speak together about how young girls, at what age, and in what way they are taken and have the FGM process done to them. I have to warn you, this part is very graphic.
And they surprise the girls when they're doing it. Yes. Yeah. The woman comes and she knows that that family has a daughter and that family has a daughter. So she'll bring them all together tomorrow or next week and I'll do them all together. And where do they go? Do they go to a special
one,
hut?
One hut would be
designated.
And they scream?
They scream like crazy.
Yeah.
And everybody hears them and they
yes, and they know.
They know
and they hello, and say, no, you go away, we're busy today. You go into town and go to your car, you know, you've got business, you've got important things happening here.
Do these girls walk out of the hut?
And walk
no.
Out?
No, they lie there.
They lie there.
They lie there for a week.
A week.
Yeah, we're legs bound together.
And they urinate on themselves?
On one side.
Yeah. And what about defecation?
They don't feed them.
They don't feed them.
So you say, luckily,
the hope is
preferably, they wouldn't defecate for 2 or 3 days. Female circumcision is not an Islamic religious obligation. It's traditional. Our religion, Islam, does not require it.
I hope you caught that point that Edna just made, that female genital mutilation or circumcision is not part of Islam. This is something that's been done through tradition in this part of the country and other parts of the world.
I also noticed in the earlier excerpt that I didn't catch the part where she was talking about the age at which these young girls are taken for FGM. And it seemed as though the girls, I believe the ages were, they want to catch them before the first period. So, you know, they can be as young as, you know, 8 or 9, maybe up to about 12 years of age, but definitely not much older than that.
In this excerpt, Edna and Diane are speaking to one of Edna's students at the hospital, and she speaks to her as if she were a woman in the village asking for information, basically to show the knowledge that her students are learning.
I want to do FGM for my daughter. I'm an old woman, I'm traditional, I want to do FGM.
Because in Manoria,
called
see women who were begging on the street. Now they have many thousands of members. It's a huge organization all over Kenya.
In this next excerpt, we meet Mary Neri Kuria, who was a dry goods vendor in Kenya, and she talks a little bit about her role in her family and her husband's really lack of a role in the family.
riot, but on a deeper level, most of these women have been circumcised, have been raped, have been beaten, have been abused. They have not been raised to embrace their sexuality and their feminine power. So the fact that they can gather and celebrate that is amazing.
As we near the end of the film, we hear again from Cheryl, who's on Nicholas's wife, also from Ruth Messenger, who was the president of the American Jewish World Service Organization, and Helene Gale, president and CEO of CARE USA.
When you give women the chance to actually start a business, once she becomes a breadwinner, that changes the entire dynamic within a household, within a community, and then within a region.
The UN has determined that the fastest way to make a difference is to invest in women. Those women want education. They want economic opportunity. They're fighting for their land rights. These women are ready to be the solution.
We have examples of women who have started small businesses with $2 that have multiplied, and they've been able to send their children to school for the first time, have access to adequate nutrition so that they and their children aren't repeatedly getting sick and their children can stay in school. So just a small loan can really start a whole revolution.
So this ends part two of my review of Half the Sky. And I would encourage everyone listening this evening to please go out and find this documentary and see it for yourselves. There is so much more in the film that I was not able to cover in my rather brief review. And to actually see these women on screen and to hear their voices and, you know, to see the expressions on their faces is worth so much more than I can possibly convey in the brief time that we have together here. And it'll change your life, I think. You know, it'll change the way you see the world for sure. It'll wake a lot of you up. And hopefully it'll make you want to get more involved with world issues, especially if you're a woman. Women have fought very hard for rights in this country, and women are still fighting for their lives in other countries, and there are things that we can do to help them. So I hope that you will try to do your part to help as well. You can learn more about this film by going to its website. It's halftheskymovement.org. And on the website, you can get a lot of information about each of the stories profiled on the movie, as well as additional places where women are working to improve the lives of other women and girls' lives. And in addition to that, they also have links to all of the organizations that were talked about in the film, as well as other ones as well, that the Half the Sky movement has inspired other people to get involved with. And there's also information about how you, my listeners, can get involved as well, whether it be through donation or even to, in some cases, volunteering your time with these organizations, actually traveling to these other countries and working with these women that you heard about in the film. So there's a lot of really great opportunities to get involved and to make a difference. I hope you all enjoyed the review that I gave, and if you have anything you would like to share about your own experiences or something you know or have seen, please do. You can email us through AirAmartipioRadio And if you're on Facebook, we have a Facebook page as well for, not for 30 minutes, but for Air Amateur Theo Radio, and you can go there and post your feedback. So we would love to hear it. I don't know. I hope you all enjoyed it again, and I hope you all have a wonderful night. Thanks for listening, and hope you're having great holidays. And I guess when you come back to 30 minutes in another week, it'll be also a new year. So Happy New Year. Bye-bye. Good night, everyone.